The UK Report.
Monday, February 19. Adam, harassment. What's all this about?
Morning, Alan. Well, it's like at the moment we have news, and then we have news about sexual harassment. And it absolutely is filling the headlines. There's so many stories around today, but just scratching the surface. For instance, the Actors Union Equity is looking at detailed guidelines on what male and female actors can and can't do and what they should and shouldn't do in rehearsals and auditions and so forth. On the BAFTAs, the big night for British films, which begins in about an hour or so, three leading film stars, Emma Thompson, Emma Watson and Keira Knightley, have already fronted a letter calling for an end to sexual harassment at work. The widower of the murdered MP, Joe Cox, he has quit from two charities over allegations of inappropriate behaviour. A former royal photographer, Patrick de Machelier, has been accused of assault. And the allegation spotlight now has also hit driving instructors who have been told, watch what you do with your hands. On we go with it.
Amazing. Where does it all end? Where does it all end? What's this story about the earthquake?
Well, yeah, you can't beat a nation underwhelmed, but we had our worst earthquake, or I suppose biggest earthquake, for 10 years. So 4.4 on the Richter scale, with the epicentre near Swansea in Wales and felt 200 miles away. The thing I love is that, yes, there was a football match that was temporarily halted as everyone looked quizzically at each other. But after that, we have these lovely self-deprecating tweets like numerous people reporting fallen chairs and stools and garden furniture. We will rebuild.
Yes.
The hashtags. And also there was one, quick, check the biscuits because they might stumble.
I don't think it was an earthquake, but never mind.
It was a very British earthquake.
Very British earthquake. Good on you. You're a wonderful man. Adam Gilchrist in London.